back to Talking Hoops with yours truly, Rayfield Davis. We got the specialist episode of the year. We got the best episode of the year. We got the only episode of the year. This is our first episode of 2024 back on Talking Hoops with Rayfield Davis. And we got a special guest, Vince Edwards, talk about a special time. Vincent Edwards being probably the recruit that changed everything for Purdue, I would say. V came in 2015 and started from day one, and it's been up ever since. But yours truly, Vincent Edwards. Vince, I got to ask you before we start. You came in about 10 years ago, 9 years ago, to the worst team.
That's crazy.
You came into the worst team in the Big Ten. That's crazy. So let's start there. Why did you believe in Payne? Come, like, who would good? And you're not one of those guys that was like, late recruited, like you had teams on, you had offers, like you could have went played it. You was gonna play other places, you know what I'm saying? So what made somebody of your playing caliber in the high school level choose a school that was last place in the Big Ten at the time?
It was paint, bro. I can't give him enough credit because personally, with me, obviously I was being recruited. You know, I'm very thankful and blessed for that. Especially by a lot of Big Ten schools. Michigan being one of them, that kind of was winning me over for a second, but it was just paint, man. And paint was at everything. When I say everything, everything. Like it was nothing. Yeah. It was nothing that I didn't do. You know, this was really before I started playing with like the, you know, Aloha Reds, the Shoe Circus, like doing all that stuff. I was just kind of local with my dad and my brothers, my coach, and we were still local. And I kind of just started getting my recognition, but he was there, bro. I kid you not, like, it can be the small tournaments. It wasn't no big-name tournaments. It wasn't, you know, we going to Spies and, you know, all the schools is there. There wasn't none of that. It was we all the way in Grand Rapids, bro, and nobody's at this tournament. But I look up and paint's at the tournament. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so a lot of people can say what they want about them and say what they want about recruiting, but it means something more to you when the head coach is there. Like, you know, some schools are sending their assistants. Some schools are sending, like, you know, some other guys. It was always paint. Like, I don't think I never not saw paint. I don't care. Then Coach O may have been with him at the time, Coach Shrewsbury, because Coach Shrewsbury originally, who really started it, because Coach Shrewsbury was recruiting my brother to Butler, was trying to get him to Butler at the time. So he kind of had that family tie with me then, and he seen me playing and recognized my brother coaching. And then once that happened, it was a wrap from there. So I think that was just like a testament to Coach Paint. Just always being there, man, and to get us to buy in, will get me to buy in to helping rebuild, helping something, you know, get back on the tracks. And that was the pitch right there, you know. And honestly, man, me looking at it, I wasn't really like, I'm in this team's last place in the Big Ten, like, I ain't trying to go here. I was like, you know what, like, we could do something special. Mm-hmm. And to really give more credit to the first person in our class to commit was Dakota. Like, Dakota hounded me, bro. Dakota hounded me for like a couple weeks straight, bro. And then, you know, because he's from the opposite side of Ohio from me. So we didn't really know each other until we started being recruited by Purdue. Yep. And I got to give him credit because he kind of sold me on it too. And we have talked about it a couple times that we had played in the All-Star game together. You know, the Ohio All-Star game, me and him had played together. We actually played against each other, but we shared, they met as roommates that weekend. And so that whole weekend, and then we, it was just talking about it, and we were just talking about, you know, how special it could really be. So, I mean, by that time, I was already committed, but it was just like, we were sold, man. Paint just sold us on it, and me and Dakota had that, like, you know, we want to do this. And then, you know, along came Isaac. Then we got, you know, PJ. Then we got Jaquil, and it just kind of took off from there.
I mean, like you said, that's what I remember. I remember after we came in last place, Paint was like, nah, recruiting different. He was like, I'm going to see guys. I'm putting the time in. I'm getting Purdue guys. And like you said, he was at everything because he wanted you. You know what I mean? So, like, and like you said, like, I remember that because I can remember me looking at y'all like, yeah, y'all gonna have to fix all this. Like, yeah, y'all the class that do it. Like, I put a lot on y'all as freshmen. So, like, and now you looking back now, you playing professional ball overseas, you in Germany, you got your family, you a grown man. you look back at those times and kind of what you went through to start, especially though that first year, and now you
Yeah.
see them, they're in the Final Four now. What's that
Yeah.
mean to you? What is it all? Because now, like you said, you came to turn, not
Yeah.
just to turn it around, but to start something. Now, I'm not saying it's finished by any means. They still got to win a championship, but what did
Absolutely.
it mean to
Absolutely.
be kind of in this Final Four for you and the guys you came in with?
Well, before we even get to that part, you left out a part. For those who don't know, Rayfield snuck up on me at an AAU tournament. I was playing, and I never let him in his
Facts.
playground because I never forget it. I'm like, bro, who is this dude with these glasses, hat backwards, for dude gear on? He like, hey, yo, let me see something. And I'm like, what? And I turn around, I'm like, it is you. And I'm like, all right, bet. I remember I had like a little two-head dunk. He's like, oh, that was all right. That was all right. I was like, so, bro, a lot of respect to you for that, bro, because honestly,
That's real.
that spoke volumes to me for sure. So I went and did my research after that, because I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't watching too much Purdue basketball during the time. Honestly, bro, I watched basketball, but to say I was watching a lot of Purdue basketball would be a lie.
No, that's real.
So for that, like, I did my research. I'm like, oh, I know him, bro. I know he is now instead of third. So
That's real.
you definitely play some part in that, but to not get off
No, real
sidetracked.
quick, I won't cut you. I won't cut you. But real, even that, I remember coming to watch you at Spieth. You was on court too. I remember. And you, I remember I came and I was kicking it. I remember I ran back right back to campus. And I told dudes on campus, I said, "All right, y'all keep fucking around. Dude coming in next year." I said, "All right." I said, "All right, bro." I said, "All right, we got one coming in next year." And then lo and behold, you came down through that tunnel and started from day one. So nah, for sure. But what you was gonna say, you just about how I feel to y'all.
But to go off, the question you said beforehand is just to see the things that have blossomed the way they have. It is amazing, man. And honestly, I like my Twitter since these last couple of days have not stopped blowing up just from the fan base, because for them to recognize our class and recognize you guys, especially with your class with Robbie and them, like all the guys that they felt like should have got here or could have got there. And just like give us the recognition, you know what I'm saying? Like it feels good to have that. And I don't like to take that, me selfishly. Like I know it took all of us to do it. So for people to really say that it was our class to do it, it's great. It's great to know that we set that foundation. But the people that don't know what we had to go through to set that foundation was crazy.
That's funny as shit.
I was just telling somebody this story because obviously all my teammates like I didn't believe, like I didn't think y'all was gonna pull it out. I've been getting that for years. Like oh, Purdue messed up my bracket this and the third. So to had I say so this year, oh man, I'm wearing all my Purdue gear every day. I ain't wasting not one single shot. I'm
That's
wearing I
real.
got two shirts with me right now, and I'm wearing them every day just to put them in rotation. But nah, man, to go through Navy SEALs as freshmen. First of all,
Man.
before we even get to that, because they did us so dirty with that, we had black dry fit tanks. We had
Man.
the play hard shorts, the original joints.
Man.
We had to have either white or black Nike socks. It did not
Yep.
matter, but everybody had to have the same color
Had
on.
to match.
Had to match, and then you had to have the white Nike trainers. That was it. You couldn't
Yep,
wear
yep,
nothing else.
yep,
If
yep.
somebody had something different on, anybody tried to come up there to the weight rooms with something different on, it was
Oh,
a
that
wrap.
is funny, bro. That's funny you
Yeah.
remember that.
It
Nah, for
was
sure, because we had to be in
over
one
with.
unit. Yeah,
And
and
it had to be. It had to be.
I remember y'all first workout. I remember I hit you like because I came to see you play. Then I got your number from Bloom, and I was hitting y'all all up. I was like, "Yo, we get places 15 minutes early. Whatever, whatever. That's how it is." I remember when I knew that Purdue basketball was kind of. Was gonna be all right. It was that first workout of y'all summer. I tell this story all the time. Cause like people always wanna say I helped with the turnaround, but like, bro, I averaged like 8 points. So it's like, I remember coming into the workout. I remember the first day of the season, like y'all all the way across campus, y'all all the way over there by Dairy Queen. I think it was called like Purdue West or something. Like, y'all was at like,
Where's that
I forget the
McCutcheon?
dorm. Yeah, y'all was at
McCutcheon.
McCutcheon, all the way
Yes,
across
sir.
campus. And I remember workout started at 6:30. So you're supposed to be there at 6:15, do your stretching, whatever, whatever. Man, we got there. We, as in me and AJ, whatever. And then, like, the freshmen that were now sophomores, Basil, Bryce, and Kendall, we all got there on time, walking in. I get there a little early to make sure everybody's on time. But when I walk in, y'all was putting y'all shit up. Like, y'all was done. I got there early. I had just got there, and then when by the time the now sophomores would have been, by the time they got there, y'all was already walking out of the weight room with y'all protein shakes, chilling. So I was like, oh man. And then lo and behold, all of those sophomores end up transferring out, just like all the guys in the class ahead of me transferred out. Y'all came in, y'all about business. Y'all came in, y'all set the tone. I can remember you in open gym just not going, just being a freshman, just not being scared, being a freshman, taking it to guys up to the upperclassmen at the time. So in that the non-conference we had, losing game, North Florida, Gardner Webb, and then when you kind of took off in conference, and then Dakota got his wits about him, all that mono shit was over. Oh no, nah, we was going. And then like when you look at, because you like you said, I think people should really understand, it's like when a kid is being recruited, we young, 15, 16, we ain't watching every game. Well, you
Not
know
at
what I'm saying?
all.
We ain't. We coming because of the coach most times. And maybe the guys on
Sure.
campus when we go on our visit,
Absolutely.
whatever. So like
Absolutely.
now, like you see paint, and I can remember me. I ain't gonna say every time I act like paint knew what he was talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't gonna be like,
For
hey man,
sure.
paint right, paint right.
For
But like
sure, for
now you
sure.
see him in his position, he in the Final Four. He didn't you see everybody giving him love that I always felt like he should have been in this situation. Cause I mean, you think about y'all team, Isaac with the injury. You think about that next year, do Klein make a free throw, they win that game, Final Four. So you mean paint, he been there mentally this whole time. But
For sure,
to
absolutely.
the national media, now he's getting that just due. What do you think Paint is going to be remembered as? Say he was to retire tomorrow and lead a game. What do you think kind of his legacy was to guys?
Just like people been saying, and that we've been knew is that he just did it his way, man. Like he could have went about it any other way, but he did it as the clean way. Like he did it his way, he did it the honorable way. He didn't sell no dreams. He didn't promise you nothing. He didn't guarantee you nothing. Like, and I think that's why a lot of people have mad respect for him. Well, I still have mad respect for him to this day. And like you said, I didn't always agree with Paint. We bump
Thanks.
heads. Heck, Paint bitched me senior year in the Big Ten Tournament
I'll
Championship.
never
Boy,
forget it.
I was hot. Boy, I was so. And we had a meeting the next day, but we hashed it out. Like, I think that's just got to be his thing. His memorabilia right there is just like. Just the clear cut picture of who he was. Like it was just a clear eye view. Like it was, this is who Coach Painter is, Matt Painter is. This is what his team's about. This is what he wants this university to be about. And it's only gonna be this way. Like he didn't care if you was, from getting Biggie, RIP so from
Next.
getting Biggie and bringing him in and being a McDonald's All-American to y'all being seniors or us as sophomore returning, like. He didn't care. He didn't care about none of that,
Nope.
man. And I think that's the one thing I think his legacy has got to be remembered for is like he served his time, man. Like
No, that's real.
between everything he had, between with Robbie and them, and Robbie always being hurt, and that team was Final Four bound easily every time. And then for it to go downhill for a little bit and then come back to life, us getting their freshman year and kind of helping turn it back around. Hell, even your senior year, my sophomore year, that Little Rock game still haunts me. I hate that. Somebody brought that up to me the other day, man. I didn't even want to talk about it because
Dog.
I look at that whole front court, bro. We had an NBA front court. Like all those, we all went on to play as professionals. And it's
Dog.
just, it hurt my soul. But it's just
I
so
went
many
back
like,
and I looked at that box score from Little Rock, Arkansas. I almost threw up, dog. We was up like 15. Almost. I'll throw up right now. But no, for sure.
bro.
Like, I remember leaving and then y'all, I remember, I'll never forget y'all won the Big Ten. And beat IU and all that shit was coming down from Mackey. And I was like, oh, I'm in Atlanta jumping around my apartment. Like, yeah, they did it. They did it. You know what I mean? But nah, like you said, what dude has been through and kind of to get done it his way, not cheat. Not, because a lot of coaches cheating, NIL or not. Like,
For
dudes
sure.
is out here cheating. Rather, if it's
For
the coach
sure.
or the AAU program tied to a school,
NILs
like,
was a thing before NILs was a thing, for
you
sure.
feel me? So, like, nah. But now, when you watch this team, though, look, I got to see how you feel, got to get your opinion on the big fella, because you played with Isaac, obviously another big fella. But Zach is different. What makes Jack different? And kind of what do you see in the big fella? What's he mean to Purdue?
I think he need a statue like today. Like, I think he need a statue today, regardless of his outcome. That man need a statue today. But
Thanks.
I will say I think he was a little bit, I think he's a little bit more agile and mobile than Isaac. Obviously, I think Isaac's definitely like more muscle mass, as we know. I think his determination, man, his ability to
Man.
just want to get better and be better and want to dominate and want to have his conditioning. Like, nobody's talking about it enough. Like, we watch Isaac struggle with it. So I know he's struggling because we watch how hard it was for Isaac to be that big and stay in shape, stay conditioned. And nobody fought him for it because it's like, we ain't got to, carry around that cargo. So it's like, we can't sit here and say, like, what it is for him. But just for Zach, man, just watching him, like I said, I think it's just that determination factor. Like, he got that dog in because he don't care what you say about him. He don't care what you say about the people around him. He don't care what you say about his team. He gonna go out there and give it 100% every time. And he don't want to sit out. Like, he don't care if he just got down for 30 seconds. He's like, all right, I'm ready to go back in. And I ain't
Facts.
never seen nothing like that at that size. Like, and there's no knock to nobody, especially not Isaac. But, granted, we had AJ and Isaac. Then you had Isaac and
Yeah.
Biggie. So it was like,
Yeah. Facts.
Isaac, you can go sit down for Zach to have the responsibilities that he has as the focal point of the team and to take on those responsibilities head on. And even after, the loss to FDU, like, he could have went about it a totally different way. But the way he has carried himself as a professional, as a collegiate athlete, as a young man on and off the court, like, I don't know too much about him off the court, but I can tell he's a good dude, man, because we don't recruit guys that aren't good guys. So
Facts.
just to see him handle himself the way he's handled it, like I said, I think he's a little bit more agile than Isaac. I do believe he get more calls than Isaac.
He
I
definitely
will
get
give
more
him
calls
that.
than Isaac.
He
He
get
do
more
get more
calls than
calls than
Isaac because Isaac used to
Isaac
get
crawls so
killed,
Isaac
bro.
walks so Zach could run. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
For sure.
I told my brothers in that friend. I said, bro, Isaac definitely walks with Zach and run. I told them that 100%. But no, nah, man, the dude's got great feel for the game, finish left or right, and he wants to dominate. So I think those are the things that I just see from him.
All right, so I gotta know, man. I gotta know, man, because records aside, your Big Ten was different from their Big Ten. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, players different at all schools. So, I gotta ask a question, man. You could pick whichever team you want to pick, 2017, 2018. I think I know which team you're gonna pick in my head to go with, but you pick which team and you tell me which team you pick, and then you pick that team against this team right now. Who win that game? Miss one game. Like, I don't care about this tournament because we both know tournaments is all about matchups. You know what I'm
For
saying?
sure, absolutely.
Y'all get the right matchups in that tournament with or without Isaac. Y'all get to the, you know what I mean? So like,
Yeah.
who win that game? You got one game, one ball, 40 minutes. You got yo, who was your head assistant? No, hey, y'all coaching yourselves. Because I
We
know
coach
your
ourselves.
senior year, your senior junior year, y'all could have coached. Like, you know what I mean? Y'all was veteran led, just like how this team a little veteran led. Like, you know, who win that game? Because paint different. This year's paint is different from y'all's paint. He much nicer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He
All the
did.
whole staff, they all nice.
Bro,
Crazy.
that is
Crazy.
crazy. And shout out to LaSalle, man. I can't believe PJ
Hey
over there
man, yeah,
calling
shout out
plays,
to
bro.
hey, say that though.
This
We're saving my question
is my
for PJ,
fault.
man. What you think about PJ on the crowd? What you think about PJ?
Bro. Amazing, bro, for what he
That's hard.
has. Wait, bro, that's crazy, bro. I think when they won, for me personally, bro, it almost made me emotional to the point where it's like, man, because we know what it's like to try to make that climb and not get there. Like, we know how hard it is to get over that hump. Like you said, that's about matchup, but we got injuries, we got upset. Like, to watch even PJ even be on the staff with them, like to see former guy Sasha, who redshirted my senior year, but I still spent quite a time with him. Tommy was with us, and Tommy's over there. Like, to see them dudes be on the staff and get to feel that, man, that made me emotional, bro. So,
That's
like,
cool. That's dope.
so to
Straight
watch
up, me too.
PJ, to watch PJ be calling the plays, bro. And we used to be
Man.
like, we used to always talk about, man, we wish we could do this, do this, do that when PJ
Yep,
was a
yep.
player. But for him to be the person calling them now as a coach is insane, though. But man, shout out to PJ, man. That's my dog. Shout out to PJ,
For
bro, because
sure.
he
For
definitely
sure.
he know what he doing, man. He knows his X's and O's. He comes from a basketball family. His dad, Vic LaSalle, man, that's our guy. He used to be one heck of a coach. He still is. I'm pretty sure he is still coaching. Just heck of a
Yeah.
coach, man. So PJ comes from a great basketball family, great genes. So, man, shout
And
out to PJ.
you look
Doing his
at the
thing.
way Brayden, you look at the way Brayden coming off them ball screens. It's exactly how PJ wants to come off ball screen. His Brayden
Absolutely.
just a little bit quicker. He's just a little more
Yep.
athletic. But you see the reads that he making, like the hook passes And you look the times where you pull up when
All
you go
PJ.
under. You know what I mean? So like if you
All
know,
P.
like you could
Yeah.
tell Braden is in the film room with Pete. Even in their
Absolutely.
relationship through, you can see it through social media. Like their
Absolutely.
relationship is there. So I'm
Absolutely.
with Pete. Pete gonna be a hell of a coach, bro. Pete gonna be a
Yeah.
hell of a coach. But B man, before I get you, go ahead.
I was about to say, I hope he that should one day we never know where Pete gonna be, man. But I hope
Oh man,
he
I do. I know Pete gonna be a head coach. I know I'm gonna be on staff. I
absolutely.
tell him every time I see him. Hey, Pete. Hey. You get
Nah,
the
for
head job.
sure.
I need a
Yeah.
ring. I'm a great recruiter. I guess my
Absolutely.
hey. All I know is every kid, because I was a kid too, obviously. But every kid that took a college visit and I was the host, they committed. So that's all. That's my recruiting trail, PJ. So I'm taking my call to PJ.
Oh
I need a
yeah, I'm gonna
job.
say we in the same boat. I think I only missed with one person on a college visit. That was Theo John. Coach Payne wanted Theo, and I think he ended up going to Marquette. So that was the only person I actually had on a visit as a recruit that I did not get.
That's
Everybody
hard.
else
That's
reluctant
hard.
to get. So we still got some good people. But man, senior
Win
year
that game,
versus
bro? Oh, so you choose your senior year. I hear you. I knew you was gonna
gotta
choose
be. I think I it's gotta be. It just has to be, bro. That team, we had what we needed, and we was trying to get the number one spot that whole year, man. And Villanova just wouldn't lose. They just would not lose. And when they lost, we lost.
Yo, I remember that. Y'all lost like, yeah, I know. Like, y'all lost them three
We
straight.
lost
I
the
was sitting
same
there,
night.
fella.
We both, yeah, we
I remember that shit. I'll never forget it.
lost the same night. Bro, you know what? I think it's a good game, but I also think too is I think where we kind of take off more is not to say that this team right now doesn't have size, but I think my senior year we use more of our size. Like, guys like, and that's the crazy thing about this team. There's guys like Caleb Furser was Indiana Mr. Basketball. Ethan Morton, who was, Mr. what is it, Mr. Basketball in Pennsylvania, right?
Pennsylvania,
Like,
yep.
there's so many dudes on the bench right now that's just chilling. That's like, and
Yep.
they're accepting a role and they're not pounding, not doing nothing. So like shout out to them, but like, we had guys, we had Nogel coming off the bench who I thought was great for us that year too. Really a guy who's like undercard when it comes to Purdue basketball. Because even when Carson then made that run that next year, he's all Big Ten, defensive guy. He
Hell yeah, yep.
I he get a bad rep, bro, from some Purdue fans. And I know they talked about his jumper, his free throws or whatever, bro, but nobody understands, bro. I give him his flowers. Because the first day he came in on campus, like you talked about me as a freshman, bro. He picked me up 94 feet, bro, in an open gym. I said, "Yo, what the?" I'm like, "Bro, who is this, bro?" And I'm talking about and was
That's hard.
moving, strong, athletic. Like I'm putting my shoulder into him. He ain't going nowhere. Like he like right there. So I was like, "Okay, so mad respect." But man, I gotta go with us, bro. I'm sorry.
You said Trey, you said you love Trey Kaufman Rand, but he can't guard. He said you got 1,500 of them things. He can't guard you, man. Come on. Say it. You can say it, man. He said you love Fletcher Lawyer, but he ain't chasing Dakota off no screens. He can't
Nah,
check
man.
Carson.
It's bro. That's the thing. And then
And y'all
PJ
had
just,
Klein coming in off the bench.
and then PJ just the head of
That
the
was
snake,
loaded.
man. Yeah, bro.
And
Like,
PJ could check Braden. I ain't worried about PJ defensively.
and we literally everybody. I was thinking about it, I was the worst 3-point shooter out of that. All them names you just
Which
named,
is
I was the
crazy.
worst one, and I was shooting
Yeah, that's
40%,
crazy.
bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy
Like
when
you
you think
gotta
about
think
it too. That
about
is crazy. That's sick. That's sick. Yeah,
it. So
yeah.
like it was just a matter of us missing or making shots. And I think when we finally found it, we clicked. And obviously we went what 2.5 months without losing a game. And we obviously had the 3-game stretch where we never should have had. Ketta Bates, Diabs gets a tip in. Dude didn't go for offensive rebound. Scout report. I'm guarding him. He didn't go for offensive rebound all year. It was scout report, bro. All year, bro. All year.
The
That's
one
the one.
time.
Bro, the one time you don't
That's
box out,
funny,
he
man.
crashed. Miles Bridges hit us with a step back from like 30 feet. Dakota
Yep.
get pissed about that. You can't say that too loud. And then we go to Wisconsin, lose by 5. Everybody knows how it feels to play at Wisconsin. So,
Yep,
but
yep.
I think, like I always tell people, Isaiah doesn't break his elbow, bro. Man,
Yeah,
because we were
no, straight
clicking.
up.
We found it. We found it that year. And like I said, people were leaving me open at 40%. So it was like I was getting free shots. And then you know
That shit
me.
is crazy.
I'm good enough to get inside the paint and then kick out to everybody else. Everybody else around me is shooting 43 plus, and Carson's averaging 18. PJ's shooting 45. Dakota's shooting 40 something. Klein off the bench. So it was just like, it was so much. And then
Yeah,
Matt,
that's nasty.
And then Matt came off the bench and gave us great minutes that year as a freshman. Matt Harms, so he was really good for us that year too. I wish Jaquill would have played more for us because he could have gave us some more size. But I like our matchup. I think our matchup favors us against this team for sure. Now, Isaac and
No, it
Zach is
does.
something I would have paid
Isaac
to
and
see.
Zach ought to pay for that for sure.
Absolutely. I would have paid to
Because
see.
you give me you because Zach, and I know Hunter was in the Big Ten. I know Trayce Jackson Davis was in the Big Ten, but Hunter isn't the post-up guy that Isaac was. And Trayce is a different player than Isaac. Zach really hasn't had to guard somebody of his size that's gonna hit him that hard every time for 20, even though Isaac wasn't gonna play as long, maybe 22 minutes, but it was gonna be a it was gonna at least for 18 of them 22, it was gonna
For
be because
sure.
we throwing it inside. We throwing it in
Absolutely.
there.
Absolutely.
They one on one if you
Like,
want.
I don't
Isaac can
think
score
Zach,
that
like
thing.
how Zach is leaning on people, Isaac would have been leaning on Zach, and they would have
Oh
been
yeah,
leaning on each other. And there would have been,
all that
yeah, it would have
waiting.
been a good.
Sumo wrestling
It
match for sure.
definitely would have been a good one, bro, because the man, and that was my whole thing. And I think that's what clicked for a senior, too. I'm like, look, Isaac's going to play like a good 8 to 10 minutes hard. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give Isaac the ball for these 8 to 10 minutes. And so I told him this in the locker room. I said, for 8 to 10 minutes, bro, we do not. And now Carson and I said, I got to tell him a little bit, but I'm like, I didn't let him. Carson, my guy. So, you know, when you got to do the average 18, I could put the ball in the hole like that. That you got to kind of, you got to take, pick and choose your battles. But I'm like, hey, yo, for 8 to 10 minutes, bro, we get his man the ball every time. Unless he shows us otherwise, bro, nobody's shooting unless it's an inside out. And then once Isaac go out, we bring Matt in. Now we go.
Now we
Because that's what
hooping.
we
Now we
do.
go.
Yeah, now we
Y'all did
go.
have two lineups. I
Yeah.
remember that.
And that's how we rolled all year.
Woo! Because
So,
y'all
man.
second lineup is better than their second lineup, no doubt.
Yeah, we got jail off the we got no jail off the bench, Matt off the bench, Klein off the bench, and Grady was giving us great minutes that year.
And they keep it, like, you know, all of y'all ain't gonna be off the floor at one time.
Exactly. So either me was gonna stay on with that group or Dakota or maybe even honestly maybe even Carson because Coach
At
Payton didn't
that
really
point.
like to play no Jill and PJ together a lot. So it was
Nah,
really
nah, nah.
probably Carson would have stayed with us.
Ooh, I will pay this year. So I'll say this year's team, y'all's team that year, obviously. And then I go to that the Baby Boilers done before Robbie got hurt the first time when they was clicking. Those three teams. If I could just get like a round robin, everybody play each other, man, that'd be a dream of mine. But nah, Vince, before we get you out of here, man, shout out to you, man. I think the fans, like you were saying, I don't know, like you're saying this about other people, but I still believe it to this day. The fans don't look at you, we give you your just due from what you did with the program. You go look at your numbers, and I argue it all the time. And you can't show me 10 better players in Purdue history. You look at the numbers, you look at what the teams did. You look at where they were when they got the team was when you got there. Show me 10 and I give you 100. So you know what I mean? So for all the Purdue fans out there, enjoy the week. Enjoy all of this. Vince Edwards is having enjoying this from Germany. So enjoy this from wherever you are, Purdue fans. Have fun with it. But the job is not done yet. Final Four is cute, but a national championship is the goal. And from Vincent Edwards to Rayfield Davis to Boilermaker fans out there. Boiler up, hammer down, all hell Purdue.